Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo, akakabi late mzalwane ukuthi ke ungacela lokho ongathanda uNkulunkulu akwenzele kona kulonyaka ka 2025. Ngobani? Ngoba njoba i-message ithi your labor is not in vain. Ngempela uNkulunkulu uma uza kuyena ucela and uNkulunkulu uma uza kuyena uletha ifiso zakho if zi align nani no nentando yakhe definitely sure uzokupha lezo yibusiso oyicela kuyena and lapho usebenza wenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu I reward uzoyithola so ungakhathazeki ukuthi ikuphi okwenzayo kwamanje and mhlambe awuboni i-reward yalokho ngezinye ikhathi ngathi si expecta from kubantu kanti cha i-reward ayikho kubantu ingakho easily ithi yenza sengathi wenzela uNkulunkulu noma wenzela umuntu kodwa yenza sengathi wenzela bani uNkulunkulu ngoba nguyena ozokurewarda. Thank you so much ku evangelist Patricia Magwadi ekutheni asithulele izwi elinamandla and thank you so much lapha ya ebandleni Church of God in Christ SA First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Thank yazi angazi nokuthi ngibonge kanjani mhlawumbe ungangisiza ukubonga yazi ngoba besisonke lapha ya
Kwamambela, I am actually speechless. That was such a beautiful experience.
Ngiswela namazwi ukuthi ngibonge.
So true. It was really beautiful experience. Women coming together, having to share the word of God. Wow. Wow, indeed. We need more of that. We need more of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Sawubona. Yazi today I'm just Jay. I'm all smiles, uyangibona ne?
Definitely I could say
yes, I'm happy. Yes, ngathi ngumntwana othole impahla zika Christmas.
All right, the ice cream, I'm taking the ice cream, jabule okunye nje. Yes, my love.
Unjani kodwa?
Ngikhona sana noma unjani wena?
Hayi, nami ngiyaphila. Yeah, bese sonke nje le weekend yonke, it was nice, it was beautiful.
Wow.
We are revived.
Ay. It's unexplainable. The experience.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
The cups. Our cups were filled.
And now kumanje ulam.
Yes.
Uzoshera your testimony.
Oh my God.
Yes, ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu esi
my good God.
Esimdumisayo.
Amen.
uNkulunkulu wasithanda kuqala thina.
Amen.
And ukhona ukubona ngendlela okuwukuthi usinakekela ngayo.
Hey.
Nanoma thina othola ukuthi asiyithandi ora sinakekeli. Yena uyaqhubeka esithanda esinakekela. Uma singathembekile kuyena, yena uyaqhubeka ethembeka kithina.
Ngokwamampela.
UNkulunkulu yena akukho kungamshintsha lokho.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Ngicela babingelele emakhaya.
Wow, sanibonani balalele makhaya ohlezi nani njengamanje no sisibahle anguzowi wakapari abanye bathi kipali abanye bathi kipali
abazi ukuthi lo L uD kosisothong
so in whichever way it is fine I forgive you
yeah
uzowi I normally say when I'm introducing myself, yeah, a little bit of nerves there, and say I am nobody, but I am somebody. That is how I normally introduce myself. I am nobody, but I am somebody.
That's Ooh. A powerful statement.
My God.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. So, sicela nje i-background yakho. Uzalelwa kuphi? Ukhule kanjani?
Woo! What a long story. I'll try. Zoe, she's one person that has raised herself, if I were to say. She has raised herself, if that makes sense. Meaning that she's a young lady or a young girl that grew up on the streets at 13. That's the age that I can remember. Growing up on the street, being taken by the strangers to claim to take care of me and do and say whatever that they can say. By that, for me, that is an experience that I'm grateful for even today, of having, that is why I'm saying, I am nobody, but I am somebody. So having to be in that journey of having to be in that space and having to see many people that have put their lives on hold because of our past experiences. One would say, I don't know, my parents or my life is a mess because this I've never got, this I didn't have, this and this. We always have a ways and things on people to blame. But I'm here today to testify of God's grace upon my life. Having to grow up being raised by everybody, meaning that you meet this one that will claim, no, I'll take care of you, and then things happen. And you can think of a young girl on the streets having to sleep everywhere under the boxes, there being mistreated, and all those things. And you can think of anything that could happen to such a young child. So being in that space for me, being alone, not having somebody to actually call mommy, to call daddy, or call sister, to call anything like any other blessed person. So having to come here today and to be able to be in a space where I can share a little bit about my journey to be that has taken me to be where I am today, and to say to the ones that are still putting their lives on hold out there, they say that are claiming that this I've never had this, that you can still do this. You might not have parents, you might not grow up in a way that the normality, if I were to say it like that, happened to other people, but if you have God by your side, if you have God by your side, He will walk you through the fires.
Mhlambe I missed lapho uchaza khona about the parents njengoba bengiphumile. Sorry about that. Yes, and mhlambe mo ubeka indaba yakho uthi from the age of 13 you were on the street, and then njengoba usho uthi wena ungabeka ukuthi wayikhulisa.
Yes.
Abaningi bathi
kanjani,
and then baphi abazali?
Exactly.
Ngoba ungumntwana kusho ukuthi kukhona umama okulethile, kukhona ubaba okulethile emhlabeni. Yes.
Unfortunately, if I were to go deeper into that, I had them, but they rejected me. The memories that I have, that is what I'm saying, that in the memories that I have is of a father that kicked me out of his house and say, I'll never want to see you again in my life. I have a memory of a father that I came to understand or came to hear at a later stage that he was never my father. Beautiful problems, as I normally say that. Yeah, so when he chased me out, as I remember vividly, to go, he would say to me, go, I don't want to ever see you in my life. I felt the hatred of this man. What is it that I've done with this man? This is the man that would come, for instance, from work and just beat me.
Oh.
He had hatred, if I can say that, towards me, and I never understood. And to elaborate on that was that even when he would buy my siblings the clothes, I was that child who doesn't get anything. I remember this incident. Oh my word! It's not even an incident. This when he had bought clothes for Christmas, I think I was around maybe 12 there. I remember that one. He bought clothes for Christmas for me, and he brought, and then he called me, say, come here, come and fit these clothes. Oh my God. I was so excited that finally my father actually likes me. The first time I thought he likes, I knew that he never liked me. But this time for him to buy me clothes. Then he said, fit these clothes. And I fit them. Oh, my God. I was so excited wearing those tiny dress there. And then I went. And then he said, do the clothes fit you? I said, yes, Daddy. No, take them off. They are not yours. They are not yours. The clothes that he had bought, they were for a young lady or another child from a girlfriend of his, because he was not married, a girlfriend of his, that, oh my God, that we were at the same age at that time. And then he had bought those clothes for that child.
So bekalinganisa ngawe ukuthi lo mntwana singamlingana lempahla.
That's the memory that I could not erase in my mind. What is it that I've done to this man? But I remember vividly the last time that I spoke to him, he said, even when I die, you must never come to my funeral. So having to be in that space of him saying that, and he meant it. And that's when he was chasing me out of his home. Then that's when I've been able to go and be taken by the people that I don't know. Others keep me, others protect me, others abuse me. And all that beautiful journey, that's how I see it right now. Yeah, so having to go through all that experience, for me now, I am grateful. You don't have an idea.
So at the age of 13, you survived kanjani as a young girl. Mm-hmm. On the streets, mm-hmm. Like it's dangerous, especially very. For a girl.
Oh my God. And what would happen then, because he was how can I say, I don't know what's the word, if he was a stubborn and cruel man, so people knew him in the area. Good, yo. Yeah, so no one could actually do anything. So those would say, no, come stay with me, baby girl. So it will be that maybe those 3 months they keep me, and then they take me out, and the other one pick me, and the other, that's how I grew up. The other one would pick me and raise me up, and the other one throw me in that life of having. And being in the space now of having to, no one actually was able to do anything. That's when now I would sleep on the streets. Oh my God. Yes. But having to be in a space I'm at right now, I just said, that I am actually grateful.
So, wahlala till iminyaka emingaki?
That happened up until 18.
And then after 18.
I find myself, and then I had to find some peace jobs. I remember my first job was a nanny.
So bonga fund.
I know, remember the government schools, so I was able to go to school in the government schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. So being in that space there, I remember when I did pass my matric, having to be in that space. Yeah, so I was able to find my first job as a nanny that year, and I tried, oh my God. And the second one was to I worked as a waitress. Then from there, then I built myself up. So to each and every person that I've come across, that is why now I'm saying that I actually raise myself, or I to say that, as people that took advantage, as people that mistreated me in most cases, because nobody wanted this child. Nobody wanted this child.
You know, cinema social workers. So I'm a social workers as anga ingeni indaba yakho?
Ah, not really. That is why no one was able to say, help this child, in that for some reason, I can't explain it, for some reason, it will be somebody, a stranger, that say, no, you can come and stay with me, baby, take care, and then to be that 3 months of seemingly things are fine, and then from there, no, you're not my child, get out, all those things, I was that child.
We understand, Elana, ne? We are funda. And then teachers abasazi simo sakho.
Nope.
Ukuthi uhlala emgwaqeni.
Not
so wena uwoba fihlelayo ukuthi you are on the street.
It was not even intentionally that I was hiding it.
Okay.
But for me it became a normal life, because it's either would be with friends sometimes. Yeah, nobody was responsible for me. So for me it was a normal life.
Meetings abazali phela kunesikhathi ukuthiwa woza nomzali wakho. You know, or maybe a report may sign you and all that.
I am telling you, it doesn't make sense. But there was nothing like that. There was nothing. One thing that I had, I was that, if I were to claim it and say that, I was that intelligent child. at school that pauses the subject in everybody. It, only the, because we're not paying fees mostly, if I were to say it like that, in government schools. Yeah. So everything, because even the clothes, the friends will share, will give the small, the old, in whichever way.
That even the school them. Uniform yeah, and the books.
Yeah. That is why for me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that is why for me now, I'm in a space where I'm saying, my God. That is why I'm saying, I'm in a space, I'm saying, my God, he was there. Because I can't even explain it myself, what was happening in that era. There are things now, when I look at them back, what was actually happening? Mm. Where, why there was no one actually that meant well for me?
Okay, ngicela sithathe ikhefu and then bese uyaqhubeka ngejourney yakho from the age of 18 njoba usho ukuthi wathola your first job as a nanny uneminyaka engu 18. I believe ukuthi by that time mhlambe if uqede early matric bosoqedile ngo 17 or you were still ku matric.
Yeah, I was still I was done.
Oh, uqede ngo 17. Okay, ngicela sithathe ikhefu la and then sizobuya siqhubeke. Isikhathi sithini? Hey, naso konje sizogijima. Okay, but angeke ngisblame because ngene late vela. Yeah, and thank you so much ukuthi usinikeze lesisikhathi ukuthi sikwazi ukuqedelela leya program.
Of course. Eh,
ngoba into bengigijimise kakhulu ukuthi abantu bezwe izwi ngokuthi nathi silizwile, so ngiyabonga.
Amen.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo. Go tiisetsa tshepo pelonya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agaga moyeng.
Selaphi impela ko AM 657 umusanda kungena ngiyakubingelela ngiyakwamukela ithi ngiphinde hey namhlanje ngicwele ukuxolisa okuningi I know ukuthi every Sunday ujwayele ukuthi ke ngiya updater ukuthi ke uhlelo luzobe luhamba kanjani hey beku matasamba bazalwane ngesikhathi leso kumele ngicofoze iphone esinyisandla sibambe i steering wheel sijahela ukuthi sifike la emsakazweni ya sizosebenza so ingakho ngingakwazanga ukuthi ke ngi update ke kulolu suku ukuthi ke kwenzakalani but ngiyabonga ukuthi ke ungenile uhleli nathi ungomngane ungomsisi ya sihlezi ke no sis Zoe Padi ya njoba ke eshera life journey kanye neyinqinamba abhekana nazo uyazi nje kuyinto ebhloko umntwana esesemncane okuwukuthi lapho udinga uthando lwabazali but yena agcina asemgwaqini at the age of 13 and you know akusinto okuwukuthi into evumelekile I don't know ukuthi ngoba zikhona vela zigcwele ingane emgwaqini so omunye nomunye une story sakhe esihlukile omunye uzokutshela ukuthi ubalekile ekhaya ngoba bekahlukunyezwa ngabazali and then wena esakho ukuthi nje umzali yena uqobo lwakhe uyena oye waxosha athi bona angikufuni la kwami and then abanye ngenxa yokuganga uthola ukuthi ugcina asemgwaqeni abanye because of ba abuser aboma lama substance la abasebenzisayo and all that umuntu athi hayi ithinyo iphandela ukuze ngizokwazi ukufida you know le whatever le ayithathayo so njoba usho ke ukuthi at the age of 18 waqala ke wathola umsebenzi wa SNN
yes
okay
and that then I was able to to build up, because for some reason I had a dream. I don't want to say I had a vision of who I wanted to be in life that kept me going. So in my when I started that job is at 18, that's when I met my mother for the first time.
Oh. Ukhona kanti umother.
Angimazi all along. Yabona ukuthi angikhulumi ngaye. Angimazi all along, that's the first time I met this lady. So excited. Then I'm being told, oh, we finally, whoever that came to me, say we finally found your mother.
Mm.
So you must be able, and yeah, you can go and stay with her. Oh, the joy that I had. Oh, wow. My God. Finally, I met my mother.
Mm-mm.
Only... That was the new beginning of many troubles to come.
Mm.
Yes, now we are in SP. I mean, I am with my mother. Right now, we're trying to learn one another. I don't know the person. She doesn't know me, but for some reason.
Mm.
Yeah, remember when you are 18 and being raised or grow up in wherever you grow, you have your ways. You already, independent, if I were to say it like that. So this is the mother that I'm trying to learn, and I'm struggling to call her mama. I was really struggling. I remember it used to annoy her when she calls me, and then I'll just go to her like a dog and say, Yeah, she slapped me. I hit the wall.
Ngoba I was going to respond again.
Kanjani.
Yes.
And she doesn't give me the love, or I don't know what love anyway, according to me, because according to my expectation, maybe she will show me some kindness of some sort. But she was also harsh, if I were to say it like that. This time that she's hitting me, she calls me and I go to her. And say, why each and every time when I call you, you just come to me? And you don't say ma.
Mm.
And remember, I was stubborn. I must tell the truth. I was also stubborn because I don't know you, woman. I don't know you. So.
And then something about stubborn, exactly. You have to defend yourself and all that. Yes, yeah.
I remember now. When she hit me the first time, it was fine. Yeah, okay, I got that, because those are the treatments that I used to get even while I was with different people and they're on the street, to be beaten. Sometimes to be accused, no, this child stole. Those would be the things, actually, that would say that maybe a family that has taken me, because they wouldn't take me and say, take me to the social worker, and then they say, we are taking this child. It would be just random somebody, so I'll keep you, come and stay with me. And then when they are tired, they chase me out. So now, with this woman now, who supposedly to be my mother, I'm struggling to learn, we're struggling to get to know one another, and here she is. She doesn't know how to deal with this young lady. That's when I keep on seeing the grace of God in this story. So having to be in that space when she beats me, she said, you are useless. You will never be anything in life.
Sure. Amagama abuhlungu lawo. Wow.
That stood in me. Those words, the way I was like, that's what if I were to say that right now. That voice, it's the one that keeps on encouraging me that you will be something. You will be something. When that voice comes to me, that you will never be anything in life. You are useless. And you find that at times we're just fighting about small things. That's when, again, remember, this is a child that has been independent. I packed my things. I left. I packed my things. To get something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember now, I've passed my matric. Nobody's saying you're going to go to college or going to university.
Mm.
Yeah. Nobody's saying anything. My life has been strange, man, if I were to say it like that. So having to do that, I've always had a vision. I've always wanted to be something one day.
Mm.
So when she said those words for me, I wanted to prove to her that I will be something.
Yeah.
So I left then. Then I, again, again, I live my life trying to build up my life, and then I was able to get from the nanny to be a waitress and be able to pay for my fees. And yeah, to get the college certificates and be able to move forward in life. So if I were to say that again, that was the last time I saw her.
Even Namaj.
Even today.
Wow.
So I struggle with that now. That has made me to be, as I grow now in my 20s, to be a people's pleaser, trying to fit in. You're finding yourself. You're broken. You meet broken people. All that chaos.
Mm.
So you don't know yourself. You don't know anything, but I kept on pushing. So having to be in that voice of hers that says will never be anything. So
yeah,
that is why for me it has given me a courage to say to actually want to prove her wrong, that I will be something. So that kept me going. So that is why at times I remember this other person, I don't know who is that one, said that when something happens to you, it is not happening to you, it is happening for you. As much my life, Nami, is unexplainable, even when I talk about it. So having to be now in a journey where I am growing up as a woman, you don't know everything that you hear from people. Everything that you learn from people. This is how things are done. And then you keep on messing up, then that's how you learn. But all I want to say, because I know this is a long story, it is a long story, and with the time that Sis Bahle has given me, to what also I came to talk about, it's a long story, but I know that one day I'll still be able to come back and talk about it. But in that, it kept me going to hear the voice that say, you will never be anything in life. You are useless.
So at your 30s, bokuphi kwenzakalani?
In my 30s now, remember, from my 20s now, I started dating and seeing things and seeing people and being in love, so-called in love. Remember, these are broken people, for instance. So, but still by then, I was still in church. I remember a friend that invited me. That's how I get to know a church, if I were to say it like that. Let's go to church, man. And when I arrived in that church, I felt like home. That's where I felt like I belong. This is my place, woman. So not as in my place, but knowing that I felt like I belong in that space of spirituality. Yeah. Now that if now I can say that. Yes. So having to grow in my 30s, you meet these people, or you have all these strange relationships that you don't understand. But as I'm saying that, the voice, my mother's voice, kept me going, because that made me not to tolerate things that were painful. Whenever I'll find myself in a situation that is painful, I walk away. I walk away.
Yeah.
So it has always been a walk away in my life. This situation for me is very uncomfortable, then I cannot take it. But in most cases, I'm a very patient person, so I will tolerate and tolerate, but once it gets too much, I walk away and never look back. And that also has helped me in life. So I've been a person that is being misunderstood, misjudged by people, because they can't really put a finger on me. Who are you? I'm a person who loves people. Others, they'll say I'm a mystery. Who is this woman? I'm a free-spirited person. So many people, yes, they say what they want to say, because you never finish with people, and they would say whatever that they want to say about you. But having to be in that space, that I still believe and claim today that it was my greatest experience in life. And as I'm here also today to encourage others, before I share to my actually thing that I have to come here, that many, many people have given up in their lives because things have happened in their lives. that they lost it all, that I couldn't do this because my mother hated me. Because I'm sure there are many of people that have gone similar situations, or my father did not want me. Others, they do not even know their fathers. Others do not even know their mothers. But right now, I'm in a space where I say you can still overcome it all. Do not put your life on hold because of what happened to you. Do not put your life on hold because of what happened to you. Many people have gone through a lot of pain and suffering. As I mentioned before, that whenever this person that has said would say, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. I took that. It's not happening to me. Whatever pain that I might have gone through, or you, where you are, whatever pain that you have gone through, remember that it is not about you. So I'm here today, being crowned recently.
Congratulations. Wow.
In the semi-final of Miss Bold. Miss Bold.
Uzoshela
kangani nje. Yazi kuningi Miss Bold. Miss Bold, yes, in this page just appear on my Facebook page. I was like, oh, what is this? All right. Let me try this. I entered. It's a pageant.
Okay. So, ngidlule ngalo mculo and then uzobuya usichazele.
Definitely.
Mhlambe u 2 minutes or a minute ngayi.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ngempela akekho omunye ofana naye ngoba uphakeme ongonkolonkolo futhi ongcwele. Usonjalo ke uDavid D isikhathi sithi imizuzu emibili ngaphambi kwehora lesine sijula ngezwi ngikanye nosizowibhadi njengoba ke bekabeka udaba lwakhe share her testimony, you know, iy'ngqinamba sihlangabezana nazo singabantu ey'hlukahlukile kanti ke you know kuba buhlungu kuba ukuthi nje ingane ikhule ngendlela ekhula ngayo, but ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba naku kugcinile waze waba umama kwamanje ungumama uneyingane. And I believe ukuthi iy'ngane zakho ngeke uthande ukuthi
not at all
babe kulesi simo okuwukuthi wayithola ukusona. So if I may ask, enganini zakho ungumama onjani? Are you overprotective? Ungumama onjani?
Unfortunately, I can say it. For me, being gone through all that, those trials and tribulation, it has made me to be close with God. So everything that God has given me, I have given it back to God. So because I had challenges with the father of my children, if I were to say it like that. So now, having to not have anybody and having to be in the journey of getting to know God, so I chose for my children to know God because I never had that foundation. Mm-hmm. So for them, I remember my elder one would be like, Mama, you are my role model. I was like, what are you talking about? I messed up. When she said that, you are actually my role model. At Mama, you had to go through all of these things, but you could have chosen other. You could have chosen otherwise. You could have done things. You could have sat down and say, Mina, things did not work out for me, or this is who I am, but you kept us going. So when they look at me and say to me, Mama, we are proud of you, I cry. We always cry together when it comes. Mama, you have heard your story because they once asked, who are you? I remember, who are you? Because you only know daddy's side. Who are you? So I had to tell them my journey, and it was tears that day. But having to hear them saying, Mama, you make us want to keep on going. Yes, life is not easy, but on what we have had and how we have seen you being with you, on how you have been doing, on how you have raised us, because I chose to give my children to God.
Okay, sis. Mrs. or Miss Bold?
Mrs. Bold.
Oh,
why is it Miss Bold? It's a pageant for women in South Africa, where women, they come forward and share their stories to be able to actually heal one another, where we share our journeys that we can still overcome all the struggles. So Miss Bold, it's a national pageant going to global, I believe so, but which was before Miss Grand. It was Miss Grand SA before, so now it's Miss Bold. So as I'm here today, I am also needing some sponsors as well. So I need help, of course, to be in the finals. Oh, South Africans, for you to vote for me and stand in my truth, so that I can be able to share more with others of the journey that I've gone through, that they can still be bold while still having to choose the kind of life that you want to live. Because at the end, things can happen in our lives. We are able to, or we can blame whatever situations, but at the end, you are in charge of your life. So in my boldness this time around, what I'm standing for forward is in Christianity forward, to say it like that. That I've seen many, for instance, they would say we need to be in a space where we create job opportunities and everything. What is it that you stand for? I'm in a space where I am spiritually offended by that we have all the opportunities, I believe, in South Africa, that we are given opportunities that many of us are struggling actually to handle, not all of us, but some, because of that our souls are broken. Our souls are broken. So if we are in a space where we look within now, yes, as my past, as messy as it has, I cannot blame my father, I cannot blame my mother of what they did to me, because they did things in a way they knew how. So all I'm saying right now, in my being Miss Bold in this journey, that claim the power that God has given you. You can still do this.
Yeah.
And now, if I can say, I know many of us, we are in a position where we are waiting for people that have hurt us to come and apologize. It might never happen. So on behalf of all of them that have hurt you out there, I am so sorry. But it is time for you right now to stand up and take your power. It is time for you right now to say enough is enough. It is time for you right now to say, if she has done it without anybody's guidance but God by her side, I can do it too. So as a person, I believe that as people, we need to ask ourselves, why are we here on earth? What is our purpose? Because once we know our purpose, and we'll be able to guide even our steps as much God, yes, because God also plays his part in our lives. He has given us a choice. So it depends on what you choose. So what you choose, if when now you are sitting out there, things are not going well in your life, you are blaming everybody that has hurt you, I am saying, stand up right now. It is not about you. It is about what God wants to show in your life. So being in this journey for me of being Miss Bold, my journey to boldness, as I call it, is to say to my sisters and brothers that let's speak up. There's no much love towards one another these days. Mm-hmm. There's no love for one another. As it is written in the Bible that in the last days there will be people will be lovers of themselves. So if, being in that space right now to where you are, rise up and take your cross and follow Jesus. And having now to look within and having to be in a space of repentance, because we are, there are people that, that feel like, you know what, Lord, I'm not worthy of your love. I've messed up. I'm not worthy of the, I don't understand. He says, come to you, come to me as you are. But make sure as you go back to Jesus and repenting and asking for forgiveness, try to work towards healing yourself.
Sure. Sis Zoe, it's cats.
Give me two minutes. Two minutes that so that I can leave. Thank you so much again, Sis Bahle. And please, as I'm looking for sponsors, let me share my information. Please inbox me on my Facebook page. Go to Zoe. It's P-A-L-J this time. Zoe Palj. It was a missed what type at the time. Zoe P-A-L-J, and inbox me and go to my page. And also you can also send an SMS, send an SMS Africa to 9001. Each and every SMS costs 5 rand. So you send the SMS to 37587. Again, 37587. SMS Africa 9001. 9001237587, and vote for me. Please inbox me so that I can be able, if you know that I want to help this lady, I want to help her and take a journey forward, because we are having the finals on the 7th of June. So I really appreciate you giving me a hand or a support in this journey of Miss Bold, that we can share more. Amen.
Amen. Oh, is she the number?
Oh, let me also give you my number. 068.
I see pale nabo ne.
Yeah.
Okay, 068. Yes, 037.
037. 0281. Yeah, you can get me through there.
All right, Mrs. Bold.
Yes.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Siyakhalalisela and siyakholelwa ekutheni uzoyithola isupport.
Hey, my God.
Oyidingayo.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you so much, Sis Bahle. Thank you again.
Sasingenile ke esigabeni sokugcina njengoba selishayile elesine ihora 8:04. Uyazi ukuthi ke kulesi sigaba yilapho ke sizongena khona ku discussion yethu yosuku sivala ngayo. Ukhona namhlanje Dr. Cools. I'm so happy ukuthi ula. Ngithanda ukukhuluma naye ngimbheke emehlweni. Okay, today ke njengoba ngishilo phambilini ukuthi sizobuka ukuthi singasiza kanjani izingane okuwukuthi zilahlekelwe ngabazali o izingane okuwukuthi balahlekelwe ngabazali through i-divorce, ngoba nalapho uthola ukuthi izingane zilahlekelwa ngabazali. And njengoba bengisho ngithi esikhathini esiningi uma kuza kule zinto ze-divorce, uma kuza kulezi ezindabeni zokugrifa, ngathi siyakhohlwa ukuthi izingane nazo zibhekana nabo. Kuba buhlungu ukubona ukuthi balahlekelwe ngabazali. Esikhathini esiningi mhlambe umama ulahlekelwe ubaba, kuzobe kufocuswe kuyena and then bangafocusanga ezinganeni, ngathi izingane zona nje lento ayiyenzakali kubona. So today sithe asibukeni ukuthi izingane sisiza kanjani, isteps sokuqala isiphi okumele sisithathe emveni kokuthi mhlambe umama andlule emhlabeni noma ubaba andlule emhlabeni, o umama nobaba uthola ukuthi ke bayahlukana, bayadivorsa. Asixoxeni le ndaba. Ithenge emashare kanje ke u Dr. Cools, God blessing Mnisi uthi kiyadumela.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.